Hallelujah. John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Amen. I didn't say let's sit down. I said let's turn our Bibles. I think this church should call for English literacy. Yeah? We should call English literacy.
It's a very important project.
Are there educators in the church?
Yes.
Morning.
Yes. English literacy. Yeah?
Yes.
Hallelujah. No, it's one. Hallelujah. All right. John chapter 2, are we there?
Yes.
And the third day, and today is the third day.
Amen.
You know, being a preacher is powerful. Amen. Third day, and today is the third day. Oh. And there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. Are we there? John chapter 2.
Amen.
Verse 1, right? And the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. So Jesus was invited to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. And verse 5. I'm trying to preach, eh? And it's verse 5. His mother said unto the servants, whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Whatsoever he says unto you, do it. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. I think I ate you too much of that. Whatsoever he says, give him some water, please. Amen. Give me some water. I'll be fine. I want to preach tonight, amen.
Amen.
On the master key for miracles, or the master key for unlocking miracles. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Tell your other neighbor who looks like they're paying attention. Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Whatsoever he tells you, do it.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated in Jesus' name. Oh, it's going to be good here tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Amen. Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Is it 10 points now? Guess what? This one, okay. No, it's too cold. It's fine, Joseph. I think I'll survive. Just bring the tap water, amen. Whatsoever he tells you, do it. Hallelujah. You find this was a wedding, and weddings are good things, right? And I pray that you also attend your wedding in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sometime last week I was reading the news, and the bridesmaid died the day before. The bride died the day before her wedding. Wow. Hallelujah. The fact that the Pedro Bola is not a guarantee that you get to the wedding day. Now, Jesus is, it won't be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
One of the reasons why I am telling you, why I emphasize a lot about marriage sometimes, is not because really we've got nothing better to talk about, right? It's because in the last days, there'll be spirits that will tell people not to get married. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank you. Let's give hands for this wonderful Father. So the spirits that will be telling people not to get
married.
That's why you notice that we have to keep planting the seeds of marriage. That is where other people are now doing homosexuality and lesbianism, you understand? Paul wrote in the last days, men shall be lovers of themselves and they will not get married. There will be doctrines of demons that will tell them that, yeah. So that's why we talk. We're planting seeds. Every sermon is a seed planting, you understand? So we need to plant it up until you have a healthy perspective of marriage. Maybe some of you, when you grew up in a wrong family, or not in a wrong family, but you grew up in an interesting family situation. So you don't have the correct, you understand? That's why God allows us to keep planting the proper, and it's not a must to get married, amen. So we're not mandating all of you to get married, but discovering that of all places that Jesus was invited to, Jesus was invited to a wedding, and therefore he went to a wedding. Jesus wasn't invited to any funeral in the Bible. Jesus wasn't invited for any public seminar. Jesus wasn't invited for any budget, but he was invited for a wedding, and he went there. This shows something to me, that God has a tendency of accepting invitations if they have a tendency of being between a husband and a wife. Now we find that here they are, they're not wearing something that is good, something that is beautiful. As they are there, the Bible begins to speak and says that in the wedding, they ran out of wine. And they ran out of something that was so critical, so crucial for the wedding to be an A1 wedding. And I see you having an A1 wedding in Jesus' name. Now, as they were there, you see, I'm not just saying statements. You need to understand what is said under the anointing is real. And you need to swallow it with an amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, it's your choice. Amen.
Amen.
Especially if you have graduated, you better be standing up on your chair and like, if you might predict me going in that direction, you just better stand up and even walk to the front and say, hey, say it. Hallelujah. So we find that these guys, there's a wedding and now they run out of wine. You haven't lived life until you run out of some stuff. Have you ever been at a point where you run out of what is critical? You run out of what is the what you need best. You are trying to cook some, to fry some eggs, and you run out of fish oil. You are cooking oil, right? And how do you fry an egg without cooking oil? You understand? You have already broken the egg, and then you realize that where the hell did I put the oil? And there is no oil. Hallelujah. But Salwana, if you live a little bit longer in this life, you will get to a point where one day you will not have what you need to have. And at that particular moment when you don't have what you need to have, you don't have to give up. You don't have to quit. You don't have to surrender. It does not mean the fact that you don't have it at that moment does not mean you should not continue with your journey. In life, one day, we find Moses is leading the children of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land, and they meet the Red Sea. And at that moment, they don't have a way.
Amen.
Amen. Formidable. Right. So, they're about to cross the Red Sea, and they don't have the idea or the tools to cross the Red Sea with. They did not give up. Tell your neighbor, say, don't give up. Most of us give up in situations that we have no business giving up in. Most of us surrender in problems that you have no business surrendering in. Most of us hang in the towel in a situation where you shouldn't hang in the towel, but you should use the towel to wipe the sweat off and get back into the boxing ring and fight. Hallelujah. Most of us give up too soon. They will give up too soon. Now, when they ran out of wine, the husband and the wife didn't say, my wife, let's pick up our purse and run away. You understand? No. Then talk to the mother of Jesus, and apparently the mother of Jesus was one of the most important people there because she had access to this private information, right? And as she has access to this private information, she comes to them and then they say, we have no wine. And the mother of Jesus doesn't panic. Hallelujah. You need some people who know some stuff when you don't know what to do. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You need some people who know what you don't know when you need to know what you don't know. At least you need to know the one who knows what you don't know the day you need what you don't know. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I'm preaching. I'm not playing with you. You understand? So, and they know the mother of Jesus Christ, and they get there, and the mother of Jesus Christ then comes and says, oh, worry not, guys. And she comes to Jesus, and then she says to the guys who told her, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Just don't negotiate with what he says. Don't negotiate with what he says. Don't argue with what he says. Do not dispute or despise what he says, because whatsoever he tells you to do, just do it. If you want to see a change in your story, don't argue with the word of God. Whatever the word begins to tell you to do, just do it. Some of us, we think we know better than God. The worst day of your life is the day when you begin to think you know better than God. Instead of just humbling yourself under the knowledge of God, and just doing what God is asking you to do, whenever you begin to argue, you begin to negotiate, you begin to say, but God, it doesn't make sense. Brothers and sisters, tonight's message is a very simple message. It's to say, whatever God is asking you to do, just do it. If God is asking you to pray, just pray. If God is asking you to fast, just fast. If God is asking you to give, just
give.
Whatever he asks you to do, just do it. Have you ever noticed that you complicated your life by not doing what he just asked you to do? Any instruction from God is not adding anything to God, but adding everything to you. God gives instructions, but doesn't need instructions to live with. God is the one who's going to rescue you out of that situation by giving you words to go by. Whatsoever
whatever he's going to tell you to do, you know what? Just do it. Just do it. Some of us are. You missed your breakthrough because you negotiated when you should have just obeyed. And all I'm talking about tonight is that obedience is the master key to miracles. Obedience is the master key to greatness. Obedience is the master key to your breakthrough. Any breakthrough that you need is attached to an instruction that you must obey. There's no miracle that Jesus ever did without the obedience of the participator in the miracle. So, you want a miracle tonight? Just do what the Lord is telling you to do. Don't argue with what God is telling you to do in this season. The people who are going to make use are people who just do what God asked them to do. Who don't add anything. Who don't make it fashionable. Who don't make it look like, you know, it needs to be updated. But they just rise up and say, God told me to do this and this is what I'm just going to do. I want to tell you something. When you are to walk in the supernatural is not the predictable. Tell your neighbor, says not the predictable. Tell your other neighbor, says not the predictable. Tell your other neighbor, says not the predictable. Guys, I encourage you to eat before you come to church, alright? Tell your neighbor, say the supernatural is not the predictable.
The supernatural is not the predictable.
A bit better. I hope we get there. Amen. So the supernatural is not the predictable. But for you to walk in the supernatural, you must walk in obedience. Just do what the Lord is telling you to do. If you say stay at church, just at the church.
Yeah.
Most of us don't do what God is asking us to do because we're saying, what about what will happen next? You haven't done what he asked you to do first and you're worrying about what will do next. No, it doesn't work like that. Before you start worrying about what is going to happen next, just do what he asked you to do first. Just do what he asked you to do first. Just do what he asked you to do first. Your delayed obedience is what is keeping you out of what God has prepared for you. Just do what God is asking you to do. I picture Moses starting to say, Lord, you asked me to go to Pharaoh, but I think let me go to the parliament of Egypt. Right now, Moses will still be in Egypt trying to deliver the Israelites. Sometimes, can I tell you something? You need to humble yourself under the instruction of the word of God. You need to say, God, you know better than I know. You know more than I know. You understand more than I understand. And I'm just going to do what you ask me to do. There's a reason why Mary said, whatsoever he tells you to do, just do it. Because Mary remembers how she conceived this miracle baby called Jesus, who's also called Emmanuel. That an angel just came and spoke words. And those words performed something. So Mary is speaking from a point of experience to say, guys, I know this dimension. I've been in a situation when I did not know what to do, and God just gave me words and said, do these words, and I will perform them. And I did what he asked me to do, and he performed what he said he's gonna perform. Do you want God to perform what he told you? Just do what he's telling you to do. Don't argue, don't create a new thing, just do. If he says, leave that relationship.
Amen.
Well, that's the part that you want to find 3-4 reasons. Look, sometimes, tell your neighbor, say sometimes.
Sometimes
you don't have to have a reason why you are not continuing with that person in your life.
Amen.
You just did, they haven't done anything wrong. They haven't said anything wrong, but God said, stop it. You said, look, I'm stopping this. Why? I am stopping this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Preaching.
But when I was a no, God, I'm going to stop if he doesn't call me for the next 5 days. And he calls you 10 times in the next 5 days.
Yeah.
Now you're compromising what God has said. I feel the anointing on this
message.
But you are compromising on what God is telling you. And you are not seeing what God has promised you. Because if you compromise what God is telling you, there's no way God will take you to where he has promised you. If you want to go to where God has promised you, you better start doing what God is telling you. Because it takes you obeying what he is saying for you to taste what you are seeing or where he wants to take you to. So most of us brothers and sisters have tended to compromise and sometimes condomize when God is telling us to just do certain things. We think like we're doing them on behalf of God instead of realizing that when God gave an instruction, it was for the preservation of the one who follows the instruction. When God said to Adam, Adam, the day you eat of this, you shall die. It was because God does not need a life insurance because God cannot die. But he was doing for Adam's sake. Someone said for Adam's sake. And if Adam had just just done what God had said you must do, Adam would not have found himself tasting what God said he does not want him to taste. But nowadays, we find ourselves in a situation where the Holy Spirit begins to speak to you, and as he's speaking to you, when now you act like you're not hearing him. If you walk with God to a point whereby God asks you to do something that looks and sounds and smells ridiculous, and you're like, God, they're going to laugh at me. Well, I've got bad news for you. Let them rather laugh at you than for you to miss your miracle, than for you to miss your breakthrough and your deliverance. And I shouldn't eat too much sugar before I'm about to preach in the name of Jesus Christ. And these guys come and they've got a wine issue. They've got a wine issue. Now they've got a wine issue. And the easiest way, I thought that they were going to say Jesus was going to remove his credit card and say, take it. Try. I heard that at Macro. There's a special. I feel I'm prophesying. Let me just continue. Right. Going to Macro, there's a special. And there's a special there. I want you to buy cars. Do it quickly. Take my Ferrari. You'll speed then. You understand? So that at least we can cover a bit. No. Jesus will not tell you what is easily understandable most of the times or some of the times. I don't know why, but it's like his habit. I don't know why. I wish I knew. I wish I understood why God will ask someone who wants wine and say, pour water into the wine. Why God will take someone called Moses and say, I want you to deliver my children from Pharaoh, right? And he won't give him a nuclear bomb. He won't give him a gun. You understand? He will give him a rod and say, throw this rod on the ground and it will turn to a snake. Like, God, I'm going to deliver Pharaoh. Like, God, are you aware of where you are sending me? And there's nothing that God loves from you above and beyond your obedience. If there's any test that you're always being tested with each and every day, it's your obedience to God. It's not even your performance, but it's your obedience. So brothers and sisters, whatsoever he tells you to do, I'm rounding up. And I'm also listening to whatever he's telling me to do. Sometimes God will ask you to do stuff. And my brother's clapping hands is happy. Amen. Church should be short and sweet and simple. Straight to the point. Whatever God is asking you to do, just do it. Whatever he will ask you to do. Just do it. Don't negotiate to the command. Don't negotiate to the instruction. Whatever God is asking you to do, just do it. If he says live holy, just do what? If it says flee youthful lust, just to what?
Flee.
When I don't start to negotiate, to say, Lord, I've got the art of avoiding youthful lust. Flee youthful lust. Flee. Youthful lust only has one thing, balega. Only has one thing. Balega. Only has one thing, balega. If you say that, Pastor, I have found the one, the apple of my eye. Oh, when I look at it, I feel like speaking in tongues. Well, brother, at that particular moment, you have also asked, you have also seen the need to have your friend go with you whenever you want to visit. You have also seen the need to not visit in practice. You have seen many needs.
Yeah.
You not just see.
Yeah.
It's couple. Let's just say that no. Hey, she pills from Kushan. You have not just seen that, because whatsoever he says to you, just do it.
Yeah.
If there's anything that will take you far, is to just do what he's asking you to do. Just do what he's asking you to do. Tonight I might not have come to give you 10 points of whatever, but I've just come to tell you this master key that will separate those who go to heaven and those who go to hell. Those who make it in life and those who won't make it in life. Those who experience miracles and those who won't experience. This is the master key that separates between good and evil. Yeah. To just do what he told you to do. Most of us negotiate that I'm afraid. Baba, if God said do it, just do it. Do it afraid, as long as you're doing it. Just do it, just do it. Pastor, God says I must start a business, but I'm afraid. Start it afraid.
But as long as you are starting, Pastor God has called me to start a church, but I don't know how to preach. Starting without knowing how to preach. Many of us started churches without knowing how to preach, and we discovered on the way that we don't know how to preach, and we're already on the way. It was too late now to go back. Whatsoever you ask you to do, just do it. Tonight, I know God is going to ask you to do some things.
Amen.
Tonight, God is going to ask you to change some things. God is going to ask you to renovate and to revise some things. Whatsoever He's going to ask you to do, just do it. Don't avoid it. Just do it. Don't delay it. Just do it. Don't postpone it. Just do it. Don't procrastinate it. Just do it. God might ask you to stand up right now and go to Durban. Just stand up right now and go to
Durban.
Yes. Just do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are delaying yourself from receiving your wine because you are not doing what will bring the wine. You are too calculative, and the brain that doesn't to calculate fails to even calculate 27 times 4 minus 6. You see, that is the mind that you want to now use to calculate the plans and the purposes of God. A mind which cannot even calculate such a simple mathematics. You understand? You want to use a wrong tool, an underqualified tool, to calculate what God in His divine mind has orchestrated for you. Brothers and sisters, I don't know why you are where you are, but I know why you will be where you will be next. It's either you have done what He asked you to do, or you did not do what He asked you to do. So the battle from tonight is to obey what the Lord is telling you, or not to obey what the Lord is telling you. Sometimes God will ask you to do things that are beyond your comfort zone, and it's because that's how He trains eagles. There's no eagle that is trained in the comfort zone. Every eagle is trained outside of the comfort zone. Sometimes God will ask you to do things that will have you waking up at 2 o'clock because you can't sleep. You can't sleep because you're afraid. You're like, God, you're planning to kill me slowly. You just didn't tell me that you want me dead. Hallelujah. And God is not killing you. God is stretching you. Whatever God is telling you, brothers and sisters, just do it. Sometimes God will ask you to do things that are beyond your own capacity so that you can depend upon Him every step of the way. God is going to put you, Moses, you are leading Israel out of Egypt, and He's going to go take you to go through the desert without shops and spices and without water. So that when they want water, you don't think that because you've divided the Red Sea, you are now able to do it. You are now able to go to, I need you. I need the water. Where can I get the water from? Sometimes God will get you. When He sees that you're too comfortable, He'll give you the next instruction to stretch you so that you can become humble again. Because you're now doing what? You see, you're used to preaching one message a day. Now God says, preach 3 messages a day. Now you have to be more, Lord, what must I say the second time? Will I repeat the first one? You're now humbler. You are trusting in Him.
Amen.
Did I ever say just do it?
Just do it.
These guys were reasonable men. These guys were thinking men. These guys were not just, you know, useless people. These guys were thinking men. And then the instruction comes, whatever He tells you to do, just do it. I believe, like me and you, that they were waiting for a reasonable instruction. But God is not reasonable. Sounds like God is not reasonable.
God is not reasonable.
Because if God would be 100% reasonable, then it means my mind can understand God. And if my mind can understand God, then that is no longer God. Because a God that I can understand cannot be God, because my limited mind to understand a God who says is unlimited would make that God to be limited. And I do not want to worship a God I can understand. I do not want to worship a God I can figure out. I do not want to worship a God that I can sort. You know, I know what God is going to do next. I don't want to worship that kind of a God. I want a God who's mysterious, who will keep me interested enough, who's going to lead me, hold me, but still let me walk alone. I want to serve a God. Actually, that's the only version of God that's there. You know, a God who will tell you things, and you will come and speak into guys. Never eat sweets in church when I'm preaching. Never do that. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want a God that is, it distracts me. Didn't I give you guys a break? I gave you guys a break, I ate my sweets during my break. Tell your neighbor, said, don't do that again. Imagine right now I'm recording for podcast, and then I have to. The message is boring. I pass me sweets.
No.
Okay, stand up and pray. to it. Look, tonight was is a prophetic set, so I just came out of this like in jail.
Because tonight was a prophetic set.
I've seen you pray for some people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I just ejected. I found myself ejected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm sure to ask him. Guys, you need to understand this thing. Amen. Church is different from whatever. It says, you understand? I hope you understand what I'm trying to make you understand. Amen. Without saying many things.
Yes.
Alright. Yes. Whatever he asks you to do,
Just do it.
Amen. Would you have known Moses if he didn't do what God asked him to do?
No.
Sometimes God will ask you to do things that are not reasonable. All right, please sit down. I'm catching my spirit. It's not easy. I'll not lie to you. You see, I'm preaching. I'm not teaching. Right? So I don't have points written down. Amen. So please be careful. Amen. Please be what?
Careful.
Please be careful. Amen. Say amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right, so this man, that's where I was, right? This man were a reasonable man. Right? These men were like me and you, that people saying that, guys, let's go get some wine. The wedding needs more cool drinks. We're going to do what? We're going to get to the shops, look for some money and get to the shops, right? But then these guys, they meet a God, they meet this guy called Jesus the Christ, right? Who will ask them to do what is not reasonable? You meet, sometimes God will ask you to do some of the things that you never would have thought because it's stretching you. Why? Because it's training you. You are an eagle, you are born to fly, you are born to be great. You will not be trained like a chicken. Someone say, I won't be trained like a chicken.
I won't be trained like a chicken.
Your destinies are too great. That's why God did not put them. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Sometimes you might say, I wish I could also receive a prophetic word in the service, right? Sometimes there's a reason why you can go to all the prophets in the world and they don't give you a prophetic word. It's because God wants to lead to himself. God doesn't want you to see a prophet. No, God wants you every day to say, just do it, just do it, just do it. Whatever he's telling you, just do it. So that you can walk by faith and not by sight. And when you're walking by faith, God is pleased with you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And God wants to be pleased by you, Just do it. What is asking you to do?
Yeah.
So don't be angry to be in a church and your neighbor receives a prophetic word and receives a prophetic word and receives a prophetic and you are not receiving anything. Not at all. Don't be worried. Don't be worried because when not. He's just saying, just do whatever I tell you to do. And can I tell you something?
Yeah.
The highest level that God can lead to is not even by the spectacular. How many want to see the burning bush like Moses? How many? You want to put and push like Moses? Well, that's the lowest. When God has to use physical manifestations to lead you, you are still a baby.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When God has to use physical things, Lord, if it's you, move the pulpit. You understand? You are still a
baby.
But when you are walking in the maturity of the word, in the maturity of the spirit, God will just tell you stuff and you just do the stuff.
Amen.
God will tell you, doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to show anything. You don't have to feel anyhow.
Yeah.
You'll wake up in the morning feeling as natural can be. And God says, my son, I want you to today to pray for 5 people. You are not feeling nothing, but you will just do. Because
yeah.
Obedience is not a feeling.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not a feeling.
Obedience is not yet.
Really?
I see you doing well in Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, you obey. But Sarane, these men were sitting on top of one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. And it was not attached to the water. It was not attached to the wedding. It was attached to them just doing what is asking them to do. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. The Bible speaks and says, this book of the law should not depart from out of your mouth, but you shall observe to do. You shall observe to do. You shall observe to
do.
Tell your neighbor, say, let's do it.
Let's do it.
This book is a doing book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This book is a prophetic book. This book is also a doing book. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So whatsoever is written in this book, just Do it. Don't negotiate with instruction. Just do it. Just do what God is asking you to do. Just say what God is asking you to say. Just move where God is asking you to move. Speak the way He's asking. Just do it. Tell me, never say just.
Just
do it.
Do it.
Just do it. I didn't come to say many principles, as I told you. Right? I've got principles. I can give you 100 if you want to write the whole night. But I've come, somebody, God is saying, I've been trying to get your attention for a long time. But you're not doing what I'm asking you to do. Just do it, and you will see. Just do it, and you will see. Take the first step, and I'll sort out the rest. Peter, Lord, is it you? Bid me to come. Right? First of all, let's reverse. Jesus is walking on water, and his disciples are about to sink, right? And as the disciples are about to sink in the boat, Jesus gets there and says, fear not, it is I. Now, it is I, and then not just Peter say, Lord, if it is, that is unbelief speaking. Jesus just said, it is I, and Peter said, if it is you. Jesus just said, it is I, and Peter said, if it is you. But at least Peter is better, he's still saying, Lord, if it is you. But Jesus said, it is I, fear not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there'll be some times when God says, my son, move, he says, Father, if it is you. Now, I want to tell you something. God will not move to support your insecurities. God will not speak to support your insecurities. God will not prove a point to support your insecurities. No. God has no miracle waiting for you in your insecurities. You are saying, Father, if it is you, may I be fired in this company. Baba, they won't be fired. They will promote you 10 times. Because God is happy when you obey Him in the midst of the happenings. God, tell your neighbor, say, God is not fitting your insecurities. Lord, if it is you, can an angel come and give me the sermon? God is not going to send no angel to give you no sermon. Baba, you're going to just have to obey God. You're just going to do what God is asking you to do. You're just going to move the way God is asking you to move. You're just going to flow in the frequency that God is asking you to flow. Most of us are missing out on our miracles because we are not doing what God is asking us to do. Rather, we're negotiating with what God is asking us to do, wanting to find an easier and less humiliating way to have wine in this wedding without carrying buckets of water. Because people are going to say, why are you carrying water in a wedding? Is it water that you ran out, or is it wine that you don't have? And I'm trying to explain to them that I am following an instruction from a guy who has no certificate in wine making, but he is saying, if I just take this water and I put it where he wants me to put it, this water will become wine. You're trying to explain to somebody that God has called me to be a preacher, but they're saying, but you're young, and they're saying, I know, and he also knows that I'm young, but I don't know why he called me young. I don't know why he couldn't wait when I had my wife and kids and four babies, then he could have called me. I mean, I would have done life the way that life should be done according to people. But brothers and sisters, I've come to say, for you, the Lord's thoughts are not your thoughts. Amen. And His ways are not your ways. Just do what He's asking you to do, because the Lord knows what makes the grapes is not even the grape tree. Because the grape tree is going to need some water that is in the ground. You know that the wine that you want is a product of the water. And God is going to eliminate the process of making the grapes to grow, to be fermented, to be all that chairs. Then he's going to say, take the water and just do it. Just do what I'm asking you to do. Don't negotiate. Don't argue with me. Just do what I'm asking you to do. And most of us have become professionals at negotiating and debating with God. And you wonder, why is the next word not coming? The next word is not coming because the first word has not been obeyed. Yeah. Jesus said, just pour water into wine, and he kept quiet. Yeah. The guys had to pour water into wine before the next word came to say, now take it to the master of the house. Well, now you're waiting for take it to the master, yet you didn't follow the instruction of pouring water into wine. They are saying, Lord, show me, manifest me to the world. And God said, I can't manifest what I did not process. Have you been ridiculed before in obeying my word? I know I'm preaching to somebody.
Yes.
He said, have you been ridiculed before? Look at the embarrassment of men that are dignified, who are taking some water and they're walking up and down. They've got six water pots, and they're not these small water pots. They are big tanks, they're big gallons, and they have have to be filtered, boom, one, boom, two. And people are dancing, and people are laughing. What are these guys doing? Are they even washing this thing? Because if they're washing it, why are they filling it up? Because that's the wrong way to wash it. You're trying to make it sound, make sense, but God is in the season where He's going to ask you to do things that might not make human sense, but they are making a divine sense. So, brothers and sisters, which sense will you use to obey God? Will you use human sense or will you use divine sense? If it's divine sense, it's the sense that Mary said, you just do it. Bazalwane, we're in a season whereby logic will fail, reasoning will fail, but those who just do what God is asking them to do, how can I make it? God is asking you to do something tonight.
Amen.
Just do it. They will laugh at me, Pastor, just do it. They will mock me, just do it. I'll be alone, just do it.
Amen.
No one will support me, just do it. If you know that it's the Lord who's told you, just do it, just do it, just do it. If you know that this is God, just do it. If you know that it's God who sent you, just do it. If you know that it's God who put that dream in you and has been nudging you, urging you, provoking you, stirring you up, just do it. If He said open a business, just open the business. Where will I get the first customer? Just open the business. That will take care of itself next.
Amen.
Don't try to solve what must come next without you doing what He said first.
Hallelujah. You are preaching now.
Just
this is a message.
Just do it.
Wow.
Just do it. God says, I know the plans I think towards you. Plans of good and not of evil. So there's no way that He's telling you to do something that is evil inside. There's no way that He's planning. He's telling you to do something that is not good for you inside. When He's telling you to just do it,
do it.
Goodness is there. Mercy is there. Kindness is there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just do it.
Amen.
Wow.
Do you know what? Just do it.
Yes,
I'm afraid. Just do it. Do it afraid. No one is supporting me. Do it when no one is supporting you. Become your first support system.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're speaking like this these days, but just do what God is asking you to. Just do what God is asking you to do. Just do what God is asking you to do. You see that man on the train? God says, go talk to him. Just do it. Don't you say no, Holy Spirit. Have you ever tried to dodge the conviction of the Holy Spirit?
I tell you.
Like, you really sense that
I
this is
you.
God. This is God. It's not, it's not in your mind. You know that you didn't bring this one up. This is God. He says, go to her. And like, no way. Like, you're trying to be the Matrix. And, just do it.
Amen.
If it says go, just go. If it says greet it, just greet it. What will I say? I don't know what to say next as well. Just greet it. Let's see.
And that's the truth now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trust this God. He knows what He's doing.
Amen.
Trust this God. He knows what He's doing. There's more than one way to make wine. Jesus knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Look, church, Jesus is calling us to do something. I don't know what it is that He's calling you to do particularly. But just do it. Just do it. Don't negotiate with it. Don't argue with it. Just do it. Don't delay obeying it. Just do it. I'll put to these guys, if they said that, Lord, we're going to do it when the wedding is over. In the heat of the moment, do it. In the heat of the moment, do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I sense someone here, you've been embarrassed to obey God. And God said, just do what I'm asking you to do. Just do what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
You're ashamed. You are apologetic about your God. You're apologetic about this God. You are ashamed of your gifting. You can't even preach. You can't even pray. You can't even prophesy because you're ashamed. What if? What will they say? What if? What if I get it wrong? It's fine. You now know what to do to get it wrong. You won't do what to do to get it wrong. You will do what it is to get it right. Just say, what if I fail? What if you don't fail? Just do it. You're living as a prisoner of your dreams because you're not standing up to just do what the Lord is asking you to do. In that water is wine. The wine that you want is in that water.
But for you to see that wine, you must obey the instruction that says, take the water and put it in the wine pot. And then as you obey that one, God is in the business of turning that water to wine. But when now you are not, you do not want, you are trying to negotiate and to argue with God and to reason, God, you don't understand. You don't understand that this is wine that we want, not water that we want. Lord, you don't understand that you didn't have a shortage of water, but you have a shortage of wine. It's like the Lord does not understand. But the Bible says that heaven is his throne, the earth is his footstool. There is no searching of his wisdom, his knowledge, or his understanding. In the depths, he knows. He knows everything that's hidden. And they're saying, Lord, please understand that I'm only a child. And he says to Jeremiah, don't you dare say you are a child. Because I knew you and I formed you and I ordained you. Before I even formed you and put you in your mother's womb, I already ordained you as a prophet. You could be wearing a child's attire, but there's a prophet in you. You are addressing yourself based on what people say instead of addressing yourself based on what the Lord is saying. Stop it! And just do what the Lord is asking you to do.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord is asking you to do something. Some of you could be asking you to... I don't know what he's asking you, but I sense it's very radical. I sense it's very radical. But I might do what next? I don't know. Go to you next. And say, Lord, I've done it. What next? And then you hear the next word. Just do it. Just do it. Pastor, how will I publish the book? First finish writing the book. The publication will take care of itself.
Amen.
Yeah. Pastor, how do I do the wedding? Just get the beloved. The next will take care of itself.
Amen.
Pastor, how do I get the job? First graduate. The next will take care of itself. When in 2010 it says, rise up and go to Cape Town. Why? Now you'll be walking in my will, okay? What next will I do in Cape Town? I don't know. Just do whatever is doable. Up until it says, now, give my people their stuff. Just do it. I don't know until when. I don't know until when. But just do. Tell me never say, just do it. You guys look tired. You look like him. Just do. What he's asking you to do. You see, the more you argue, the more you delay, the more you will miss it. The more you argue, the more you delay, the more you miss it. The more you argue, the more you delay, the more you miss it. The more you try to reason it out, you will reason yourself out of faith. The instructions of God are not followed by logic, they are followed by faith. For
Amen.
You to see the fulfillment of what God is asking you to do, it won't take reasoning, it will take faith. God is going to ask you to walk on water, and not because it's him, but because he's asking you to walk on water, and you better start walking on water. And you better believe that the water will handle you. And if you are drowning in the water, call unto him and he will still reach out to you because he's a good God. Just do what the Lord is asking you to do. Don't negotiate with him. Don't negotiate the terms of the contract. Just do what he's asking you to do. If he's saying fast every day for the next 30 days, wake up and fast every day for the next 30 days. If he says wake up at midnight and pray every single day for the next 10 days, wake up at midnight and pray every single day. If he says delete all of your friends, well, who will I talk to? Shut up. You don't need to talk to anybody. Just delete all of your friends and
Amen.
Talk to him. If he says that, don't go to that party. Don't go to that party. Don't go. Don't say, Pastor, I wish I'd listen. Listen now.
Amen.
Listen, oh. Hallelujah. Just do it. Just do it. When he says, cut off this weight, don't say, but Lord, my outfits are all big because to accommodate this. So just cut off. But Lord, I'll be looking funny with my outfit. Just look funny as long as you have obeyed the
Amen.
Word. Look funny. As long as you have
obey
the word. When he says wake up and study, wake up and study. Don't begin to say, Lord, you know, I'm tired. I was watching Muvango last night and I'm a bit tired. I need to rest. He's not asking you to do what you cannot do. Tonight, church, God is asking you to do something.
Amen.
I might not hear many things, but I'm hearing him say, whatever I'm asking you to do, just do it.
Amen.
Just do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
What do you stand to your feet?
Wow.
And begin to pray. First of all, ask him to forgive you for not doing what he told you to do. The reason why the next word hasn't come is because you did not obey the first word. God is not a waster. If you won't obey the first word, the next word is not coming. Ask him, Lord, forgive me. Take 1 minute.
and ask Him to forgive you. Ask Him, Father, forgive me for not doing what You asked me to do. Before you pray, when you don't do what God is asking you to do, you will do what the devil is asking you to do. When you don't do what the Holy Spirit is asking you to do, you will find yourself doing what your flesh wants you to do. And all of that leads you to death and captivity.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you obey what He wants you to do, His plans are life and life in its fullest form. Just do what the Lord is asking you to do tonight. Just what? Just do it. I know sometimes it won't make sense. Sometimes it won't make sense. He might say, take all of your heels and could give it to that lady. Remember, if love's a sign up until... Like, Lord, what are You teaching me? I might not be teaching You anything than just to obey My word. Lord, when is My miracle coming? I don't know. But I know He knows, but I don't know. Amen. When is My harvest coming? Just do what He's asking you to do. At times, God will say, I want you to stop talking to that one. You understand? And I say, Lord, what is My best? Like, stop. Just stop. I don't know why. He knows. Just do it. Just do it. Pastor, I've forgotten the initial word that God said. As you ask, as you ask for forgiveness, He's going to bring that word back again to you. The Bible says, and the word of the Lord came again to Jeremiah. May the word come again to you today.
Amen.
The word of revival come again to you.
Amen.
The word of mercy come again to you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Lord, when you begin to ask Him, Lord, I'm sorry in Jesus' name for missing, for not obeying the first instruction. Talk to Jesus in Jesus' name.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.